Maple Ridge, BC's Madeline Merlot. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Madeline, where did we catch you right at this particular point?
I am sitting in my apartment in Nashville.
In Nashville? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you've been busy over the last little while. First of all, I guess, how have things been for you in 2020, despite the fact that the COVID pandemic has run rampant all over the world?
Yeah, I think 2020 has been a weird year, and it's looked a lot different than I think me and everybody else thought it would, but I've been blessed this year. I had some amazing opportunities career-wise, and I'm still able to write songs every day via Zoom or whatever, so, you know, I'm just kind of making the most of it, but yeah, it definitely looks a lot different than I thought it would.
How much do you miss the fans right now? Being out on the road, missing the fans, interacting with them, how much do you miss that right now?
So much. I think that I could probably speak on behalf of everybody where it's like, it's such a part of our identity to play live, you know. I don't think I've not played shows in the summer since I was like 12 years old. Like, I've been doing this my whole life, and it feels like a bit of my like identity. And it feels like I've forgotten like a part of that. And it's been super hard not being able to see everybody and play shows and see my band and travel and the whole thing. It's something that I love and look forward to. So it's been really tough.
On the other side of the coin, Madeline, I'm thinking your fans have been quite responsive in the sense that you've got some top 10 singles that have come out or close to top 10. You've been on the charts with songs like Neon Love, Dear Me, Motel Flamingo. The one that we're playing on the radio right now is Kiss Kiss. How exciting is that, number one, that you're on the radio? And number two, you're charting fairly high.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing. I think that any time that you're able to hear yourself just randomly come on is really special. And, you know, I released my first song like 6 years ago, and I'll never forget that moment. It's hard living in Nashville. Obviously, I don't listen to Canadian radio as much and don't have it in my car. And so it sucks that I don't get those kind of experiences, but I feel really blessed and supported by, you know, our little country music family up in Canada.
You mentioned new music is on right now on your list of things to do right now, including your newest song, if I'm not mistaken. How's that going?
It's been good. I mean, we put three songs out earlier in the year and still kind of giving each of them their own life. And so we've been trying to, you know, do socially distanced content for each of them and give each one a shot. But as well, you know, just been writing music every day and really just taking this season off from playing shows to just write. And I feel like I'm, you know, really coming into my own as an artist and creating some stuff I'm really proud of.
Despite the fact that the pandemic is still roaming around, how much fulfillment do you feel when you put out new music, especially during times like these? You've written stuff, you're putting out stuff, you're producing stuff from a distance, as it were. How fulfilling is it?
I think that it's just changed it. You know, I put out all of those three songs and was looking so forward to playing them on the road and really promoting them. You know, you try to give your song the best shot it can and go to radio stations and sing on morning shows and try to promote the music. And so it was tough just kind of putting it out there and then not being able to really talk about it or in person promote it. So it was definitely, like I said, just different, but just any opportunity to be creative and still get to put out music, it was really nice and definitely a highlight of this year.
The success that you've had, Madeline, this year and in recent years has definitely been present. And you're part of a Canadian country music scene that seems to be doing very well right now. How proud are you to be part of that Canadian country music scene that is almost carrying the load, it seems?
Yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time down in Nashville when people are like, wait, is there country music fans up in Canada? I'm like, yes, a lot of them. You know, we have big festivals and award shows, and we're just so blessed to have such a strong foundation. And, you know, there's a lot of rural areas in Canada and where we grew up, you know, on farms and riding horses and really in that country lifestyle. So all of that music is so true to us. So I feel really grateful to be a part of the genre and to have been a part of it for, like I said, like 6 years now. I just feel so grateful.
You refer to Maple Ridge, BC as home. I know a thing or two about Maple Ridge. I spent some time in the Vancouver area. I'm thinking in your mind, thank heavens for Zoom and FaceTime, right?
Definitely. Yeah, it's been really hard to be so far away from everybody and all my close friends and my family. And especially in times like these, you really realize like what's important, and it's, you know, the people that you love. And so it's been really, really hard to be so far away.
How supportive are they in your musical career and your musical journey?
Incredibly. I mean, I think that everybody, my friends as a kid and my mom and my sister, like everybody just saw me grow up and love music so much and constantly singing and playing in talent shows and all that stuff to see me have, you know, the nerve to, you know, try to make it happen for myself and move to Nashville and not know anybody and, you know, kind of been working my butt off down here. And I think that everybody's just really proud. And but yeah, I'm sure they could all have seen it coming, because I just was a kid that loved music so much.
Madeline, if you had a crystal ball in your possession, what would 2021 look like, and how would it look for Madeline Merlot?
That's a great question. I mean, I think that I would love to just have a taste of normalcy and have people, you know, not be afraid to catch this weird thing. And so for that, obviously, to go away and get back on the road. And, you know, I set really big goals for myself and work really hard to achieve them. And so definitely have some crazy goals for 2021 and hope that we can get back to normal so that I can make them happen.
How optimistic are you that normalcy is right around the corner? Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I am. I think that hope is the, I mean, all we can do is just think positively. I mean, like, I think that we've got the entire world working on something and a vaccine, and like, we're all in it together. Nobody is more or less affected, you know, from, you know, Beyonce to a homeless person. Like, everybody is still afraid of the same thing. So everybody's working really hard to find some solution to this worldwide problem. And so I feel in good hands with, you know, doctors and scientists and the people working so hard right now.
Madeline, I am absolutely ecstatic that I was able to catch up with you, and you were able to share what 2020 has been for you and how 2021 is hopefully going to be. I'm over the moon and absolutely thrilled that I could catch up with you. I appreciate your time. Madeline Merlot,
thank you
very
much. Thank you so much, Keith. Appreciate it.